Visit the website, classicalfm.ca. That's your chance to win the Fairmont Royal York Hotel Warm-Up to Fall Contest. And one lucky grand prize winner and their guests will be treated to a very, very nice prize. An overnight stay in a Fairmont Gold Suite with breakfast and evening canapes at the Fairmont Gold Lounge. You'll also be treated to afternoon tea and cocktails in front of the Rain Bar with the fireplace. Then a gourmet dinner for two in Fairmont Royal York's Rain Restaurant. And when you arrive for your weekend, you'll be treated to valet parking. It's an exciting fall stay in the heart of downtown Toronto at the iconic Fairmont Royal York. Be sure to click the contest tab at classicalfm.ca to enter. To celebrate, let's talk cuisine and culture with executive chef for Rain Restaurant, Roland Turek-Ducharme. Chef Roland's culinary journey has taken him across Europe, Asia, North America, instilling in him a deep appreciation for diverse cultures and flavors, of course. His passion for food and cooking was thanks to a family that loved cooking, and he's been stationed at multiple Michelin star restaurants in Paris and London, then to Singapore at the Marina Bay Sands. He spent time in Budapest. He has returned home to Canada to oversee a restaurant that celebrates natural beauty and pristine wilderness, both on the menu and the decor. Roland's experience is inspired by French techniques and influenced by Canadian ingredients. It is my pleasure to welcome executive chef for Rain Restaurant at the Fairmont Royal York, Roland Turek-Ducharme. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mark. Thank you very much for having me today.
You start life in Montreal, right? Is that where you're born and raised?
I was born in Montreal, but then I was raised in Budapest.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I have to ask you, because I just took 60 Classical FM listeners along the Danube a little earlier, just in the late spring. And our first stop on our Danube tour was Budapest, Hungary. And that's a party city. That's a great city. It's a beautiful city.
It is. Yeah, I was lucky enough to live there for 16 years.
Okay.
My mother is Hungarian, so definitely fully immersed into the culture there. You know, I've spent my youth there, so.
And your parents love to cook.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely on the Hungarian side, my mother and my grandmother.
Yeah.
And then on my French-Canadian side, my grandmother again. And then now that I'm, you know, in the industry, my father is learning from me and picking up little things.
Dad finally getting in on it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of good food around your household growing
up. It is, definitely. It was, that's why I got into this. You know, my love for food is there.
It takes you all the way back. Take us around the world with you. What's it like to work at a Michelin star restaurant in Paris?
I would say the first thing that comes to my mind is intense.
Yeah, I bet.
Obviously, but it was an amazing opportunity. You know, when I finished university in Hungary, I took a shot and opened up a Michelin guide, and I was like, okay, well, I speak French, so my Paris kind of sounds nice.
Sounds like a little bit like when I got to Toronto looking for a radio gig. I was like radio stations.
Right.
You know? You just start wandering around, seeing if you can get the gig.
No, that's exactly what I did. But I wasn't even in Paris at the time. I was still in Budapest.
Okay.
So it was really, I think, luck, I guess, you know, you could call it. But so I just started emailing all of the 3 Michelin star restaurants in Paris, and then all the 2 Michelin stars and so on. And then got a reply to La Serre, which was a 2 Michelin star at the time. It's a very classical French restaurant. And the chef there reached out to me. We had a phone interview. And then he asked me, when can you be in Paris? And I was like, next week, I'll be there.
That is so incredible. So I would imagine, as you say, intense, but the discipline of it, the level of food quality, the inventiveness that's involved, I'm sure that all happened in that space for you.
It definitely did. Really was the base to my culinary knowledge.
Yeah.
I've worked, you know, in restaurants prior to that, but that was really where it all started to be like real.
What do you make of this show, The Bear, that everybody's watching?
I think, you know, it's funny because I think that people who are not working in our industry, they love the show because they finally get a bit of an insight on what's happening.
I love it. I mean, right? I'm not in the business. So.
Yeah. But for me personally, it definitely brings back a lot of bad memories.
Oh, my gosh. Trigger warning. Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
100%.
And how was London, by the way? You spent some time in that city as well.
Yes. So after Paris, I moved to London and I landed a gig at Petrus, which was a 1-star. It's one of Gordon Ramsay's.
Yeah, that's definitely one I remember.
Restaurants. It's amazing. It's a beautiful restaurant, and I learned, again, a lot there.
You ever run into that guy?
I had the chance to meet him a couple of times. He would visit.
Was he grumpy, Gordon Ramsay style? Or?
No.
No, he was pretty nice.
Yeah. No, he's a very nice guy, actually.
I love it. And then I have to imagine going to a place like Singapore, you've got all this, you know, classical French cooking under your belt. You've spent time in Budapest. You've spent time in London. But that just must really expand your palate, just even being around the streets of a place like that, not to mention cooking in a great restaurant.
No, exactly. It was a childhood dream of mine to move to Asia and try to experience the different cultures there. I ended up landing in Singapore and getting a job in Marina Bay Sands. And then from there, you know, I spent about 2.5 years in Singapore, and all my free time I spent, you know, eating.
Wandering the streets. Looking for the next thing. What? Give me one exotic choice that maybe landed on your plate when you were in that part of the world.
Some things that I really liked was an oyster omelet.
Wow.
That was kind of something new to me.
Sure.
And then, of course, the chili crab in Singapore is one of their signature dishes.
I wish I could eat it right now.
It's delicious. You know, you have to be there.
Yeah, right? You do have to be there. If you are just joining us, the celebrated executive chef at the Fairmont Royal York at Rain Restaurant, Roland Turuk Ducharme. He's with us, and we have a deluxe warm-up-to-fall contest with Fairmont Royal York going. You can enter by clicking the contest tab at classicalfm.ca. Overnight in the Gold Suite, enjoying the breakfast there, enjoying the canapes there, valet parking, tea and cocktails at Rain the Bar, gourmet dinner for two at Rain Restaurant. So it sounds pretty good, Roland. I'd like to win that prize.
Me too. Sign me up.
Tell me your impression of what Rain Restaurant is all about. As they brought you in, what did you come in thinking about that place, and what have you really installed into that menu?
You know, first of all, it being at the Fairmont Royal York, right, it's just so much history there. And it's such an establishment and an icon of the city.
Sure.
And in Canada as well. So that was, stepping into those shoes was a huge step for me.
It just feels good to walk into that place. And Rain is it really is a beautiful restaurant. Beautiful
it
to
is.
Be inside of. Yeah.
It is. It's gorgeous. It was renovated, I think, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It just has this very homey vibe to it for me.
Right.
You know, it's very inviting, very warm. And that translates to, you know, the serving staff as well and everyone who's around. And that's something that I think in hospitality is one of the biggest points where, you know, we're catering to people, right?
Yeah, you can make the decor as nice as you want, but if people don't feel welcome and comfortable there, then you haven't achieved anything,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So, yeah. Let's talk about this fall menu, because obviously you've been overseeing what's happening. I guess it's getting started in a couple of days, right? October? So
yes. Yeah. So we're going to be starting on Wednesday,
okay.
Actually.
Next week. Yeah.
Next week on Wednesday. So I think that's the 3rd of October. And I'm just excited to, you know, right after jumping into the summer and launching the summer menu there, now going into fall, being able to showcase a little bit more of what I like to do. There's a couple of dishes that I'm all ears, my friend. That I'm really excited for.
Okay.
We do get beautiful burrata here in Ontario, right? So showcasing that, we're going to be serving it with some roasted acorn squash and artichoke hearts. And then it's going to be topped with a spicy gremolata that is going to have pine nuts, sun-dried tomatoes, sesame seeds, confit shallots in there.
The tastes in my mind feel like fall with that dish.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
We're really, really shooting for that. I think that is, as an appetizer, I think it's going to be a beautiful dish. And then in the main courses, I have two favorites.
Okay.
One of them will be our duck breast. So we get these beautiful Quebec duck breasts, and we'll be serving it with grilled radicchio, some poached pears, and some roasted parsnips.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So very fall.
You didn't bring any with you, I suppose?
No.
No. Okay. Fair enough.
Not today.
I love the duck breast. Okay. And the other one?
And the other one will be venison.
Yeah.
I think that ties in really well with the restaurant itself.
The wood tones.
And what we're trying to recreate is a manor house environment. So definitely bringing in quote unquote game. You know, obviously it isn't wild game.
Sure.
But bringing that into the picture and doing as much of that as we can within the limits of what Ontario, you know, allows us to do.
Yes, right. Different rules between Quebec and Ontario, for sure. And what's happening with the venison?
I mean, it's one of our most popular dishes right now. So it will be served with some roasted beetroots and some pickled blackberries. And we're doing a beet emulsion to go with it. And it's served with our beautiful red wine jus.
So those lovely, deep, sweet tones to go with that very, very earthy Venice, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. A little bit of acidity, a little bit of earthiness.
We've got Thanksgiving coming up. And so if people order by October 4th, I'll give you the website, fairmont.com/Royal York for the turkey to go this Thanksgiving. This seems like a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. You can really bring back a little piece of the Fairmont Royal York with you for the holidays. You know, with family gatherings, there's always a lot of pressure and stress involved.
Sure.
So let us, you know.
Judgment.
Maybe.
Of the food you're providing.
Maybe.
Is it too dry? You know, that sort of idea.
Right. So, you know, I think it's a good idea to, you know, let the Fairmont Royal York take care of that part for you for the holidays and get some beautiful turkey to go. The chefs taking care of it. They've been doing this for a long time.
Right.
So they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I love it.
And we really are, you know, offering a beautiful package there.
All right. You can bring Fairmont Royal York home with the turkey to go this Thanksgiving. The chef's there putting together this prepared feast, and you pick up and you serve. Order by October 4th at fairmont.com/Royal York. Executive chef at the Fairmont Royal York and Rain Restaurant, it's Roland Turok-Ducharme. Thank you so much for being with us here this afternoon.
Mark, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Great to meet you. I look forward to seeing you at Rain. And we've got a deluxe warm-up to fall contest that's happening with Fairmont Royal York right now. Enter by clicking the contest tab at classicalfm.ca. Overnight in a gold suite. That is beautiful. The hotel within a hotel. Valet parking. Tea and cocktails at Rain with the fireplace bar and gourmet dinner for two at the restaurant we were just talking about with Roland, Rain Restaurant. Enter now. You're with the Oasis here at the new Classical FM.